Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to come forward to take this service this morning, to give us the truth and knowledge of it, Heavenly Father, so that we can grow stronger and straighter and stand upon Thee. Now, Father, be with us throughout this service, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be talking this morning about chapter 13 of the Gospel of John. We just finished with 12 yesterday. Beginning here with verse 1. It says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew his hour has come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. Having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things unto his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he raises from supper and laid aside his garment, and took a towel and girded himself. And after that, he poured into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. And Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. This Peter, he's always proclaiming something that just not going to work for him. And he's telling Jesus here, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. You see, the Lord lets us know exactly what he wants, what he's going to do, and what we need to be doing and what we are not to be doing. 9. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. But you see, this not all. He's not talking about all of Peter. He's talking about all of the disciples. Because there's one that's not clean. And that's Judas Iscariot. Besides being a thief, he was also the one that was going to crucify the Lord Jesus. Now, here in verse 11, he says, for he knew who should betray him. Therefore, saith he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he saith unto them, know ye what I have done to you? You call me master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and your master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. He goes on here letting them know, you know, that he's showing them humility. To be humility and to love one another enough to do these things, to care for one another. And 16, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. I speak not of you all. I know when I have chosen, whom I have chosen. But that the scriptures may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. 19. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whatsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Now, 21. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Pardon me a moment. Order.
Yes.
Let's go to the bathroom. Oh. And
then we're going to head out.
No, right. I'm in service.
I know.
Now. All right. Now let's go here to 22. Then disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. 23. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. 24. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. And he then lying on Jesus' breast saith unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. Now, here in 28, he says, Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake unto him. In 29, for some of them thought because Judas had the bag that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out. And it was night.
Hi, Grandpa.
Well, y'all take care now. Sure. All right, now, it was night. 31. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Now, 36, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? And Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me three times. And we know from our studies before that that's exactly what happened. Now, we have finished now with chapter 13. Chapter 14 has got quite a bit that I really want to go over with you. So I'm not going to get into that this morning. We're going to have a short visit here this morning. But hopefully, God willing, we can be back together again this evening at 6 p.m. So until then, walk with God, and he'll walk with you. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father, and we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for these times that we can come together to study your word and to share with each other. Now, Father, as we separate to go our own way through this day, be with each one of us, Father. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And Father, keep us on the pathway of righteousness. We pray for Jerusalem and Israel, Father. We pray for peace for them, because we know they are having very little of peace, Father. But even more than that, Father, we pray for all of them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And that Israel will be known one day as the land of the Lord Jesus Christ. In this land of ours, Father, a land that had no excuse whatsoever, that had been really blessed, turned its back, Father, and walked away from you, from the Lord Jesus Christ, from the church, and from your people. But Father, I'm praying that your people will come together and to remove those from office that has brought this about and replace them, Father, with those that love you and love the Lord Jesus and will love your people. Work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us. Keep us in the hollow of your hand through this day, and use us to help someone else, Father, along the way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. Have a good day. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. Bye-bye now. See you at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.